To breaking news first, and this year's Caloundra Music Festival won't be going ahead. Organisers have cited the impact of rising operational costs to deliver the event, along with cost of living pressures reducing event ticket sales, as the reasons behind the decision to hit pause on the festival. They're hoping to bring it back in 2025 if conditions improve. A woman who crashed her car and killed two young mechanics while they were repairing a broken-down bus at Woombye 2 years ago will be sentenced today. Kelly Renee Lidicote was found guilty of a lone charge of dangerous operation of a motor vehicle causing death while adversely affected by an intoxicating substance after a two-week trial in Maroochydore District Court in October last year. The 45-year-old was behind the wheel of a white BMW which struck and killed 25-year-old Aaron Pitt and 22-year-old Leighton Bartlett. Both the Pitt and Bartlett families delivered emotional victim impact statements in court on Monday ahead of today's sentencing. A local MP is calling for funding to get the Sunshine Coast its very own police helicopter. Member for Caloundra, Jason Hunt, says he and the member for Nicklin want one to service our broader region in a bid to keep crime rates down.
According to the police, it's been very effective up in Townsville, looking at things like, you know, missing cars and break and enters and things like that. So myself and Rob, the member for Nicklin, have been watching that and monitoring that and looking at the results. And we've decided that if it's good enough for Townsville, it's good enough for us. So we'll be lobbying the police minister to try and get one based in and around the Sunshine Coast.
If you agree, you can head to jasonhuntmp.com and sign the petition.